AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Death toll of 5. California officials trying to make sure fierce LA fires don't claim any more lives. Donna Warder has a report.
Thousands of firefighters are still battling blazes in the Los Angeles area that are being fueled by strong Santa Ana winds. Officials say the blaze has claimed several lives and destroyed hundreds of homes. At a news conference carried by ABC 7 in Los Angeles, U.S. Representative Judy Chu told L.A. County residents that assistance will come to help them rebuild, but that there's one thing more pressing right now.
The most important thing is to be safe. So that's why I say to everybody, please stay out of these areas. Please make sure you obey the evacuation orders, and please stay safe.
Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo says about 100,000 people were under mandatory evacuation orders as of early Wednesday evening, but tens of thousands of other people are in a danger zone and have been told that it's best to leave. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump met with Republican senators on Capitol Hill after saying there'll be quick action on immigration.
We want them out of our country, and we're going to get a country back again, and we're going to be really governed by common sense. These are the principles of common sense. We're not going to be governed by stupid people. We're going to common sense. We're going to be respected all over the world again very soon.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he spoke with Trump yesterday to recommend a former law clerk for a job in the incoming administration. Today, Trump asked the justices to block the sentencing in his New York hush money case. Meantime, Trump's comments about taking control of Greenland drawing reaction in Europe.
In a news conference, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that the principle of inviolability of borders applies to every country, however powerful. Scholz also suggested that the expansionist comments by President-elect Trump are meeting with incomprehension among European leaders. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. A wild couple of days for JetBlue.
Someone on a JetBlue flight taking off from Boston's Logan Airport Tuesday suddenly opened an exit door and was quickly restrained by other passengers. The pilot's conversation with air traffic control caught on live ATC.
Just confirming that no one has left the aircraft.
That's confirmed. No one has left the aircraft. They've got them subdued in the back. Just the slide has deployed.
Monday night, two bodies were found in the wheel well of a JetBlue plane landing at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Broadcastify picking up a police dispatch.
Gate technician in the landing gear area noticed two males who appear to be Signal 7. As they are not moving in the landing gear area.
The plane was traveling from JFK but had also been in Jamaica and Salt Lake City, according to FlightAware tracking. A Jamaican official says there's no immediate basis on which to conclude they are Jamaicans. Their identities are still unknown. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.